Masechet Eduyot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. In this Mishnah, we'll elaborate more on the previous Mishnah where we had Mahloket Shammai VeHillel, and Hachamim end up giving an alternative answer, and Shammai VeHillel end up agreeing with the opinion of Hachamim. So the Mishnah asks, "V'lama maskirin et divrei Shammai VeHillel batala?" If we see that Hillel and Shammai both took back their original views, once we have Hachamim received testimony that was authentic from the two weavers. So the question becomes, why do we even mention the opinion of Shammai VeHillel? Why, if they ended up retracting quickly, why don't we just go with the opinion of Hachamim? And that's all we'd have. Answers the Mishnah, Lelamed ladorot habaim, shelo yehe adam omed al devarav. To teach a lesson, to teach the future people down the line, that if a person has the ability to be modeh al ha'emet, to admit the truth, he should not stand stubbornly with the opinion that he had if the evidence is against him, if he's obviously wrong. Sharei avot ha'olam, the fathers of the world, Shammai VeHillel, the greatest people in the world, they were like the avot, they were like Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Even these people, lo amdu al divrehem, they didn't stand by their opinions once they heard a decision a different way. So it's a lesson for the future for people. Once you hear facts that go against the narrative that you have, time to just change. It's not about you being right, it's about finding the emet.